When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, you guys, if you've ever wanted to work out with me and hang out with me, not in Los Angeles, the exciting thing is that I am doing a tour with the Tone It Up girls. So you can work out and hang out with all of us. Check out JillianMichaelsLive.com to find out if we're coming to a city near you. It's going to be a ton of fun. We've got food trucks, beauty bars, braiding bars, friends, food, fitness. Fun, fun, fun. JillianMichaelsLive.com. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Yes, Jillian.
Okay. Did you hear we're like going to dynamite Mount Rushmore or something?
No, they're not going to dynamite Mount Rushmore.
Know. Like, interesting about all of this?
So we should,
explain. Okay.
So explain, yes.
Well, like, I just keep, I watch the world and we go more and more in polarizing directions. Yes. When the answer is always in the freaking middle. And I find that like these polarizing conversations end up seeming like a debate trick to me to kind of like, well, you know, if you take Robert E. Lee's statue down, what are you gonna take, you know, George Washington off the dollar bill? And it's like, so they kind of will like say, well, you know, they make this strange, well, he had a slave owner, he was a slave owner, so what's the difference? It's like one guy was was the general for the Confederate Army to secede from America, and the whole thing was about slaves and slavery. The other guy, yeah, he had slaves, but he was one of the founding fathers of our country. Like, he isn't famous for, you know, being obsessed with maintaining slaves. And I feel like clearly the answer to this conversation's in the middle. Like, when you think Robert E. Lee, the first thing that comes to your mind is Confederate general in a civil war about slavery. Yeah. When you think George Washington, you think, oh, our first president of the United States. And so, and then I find that it becomes this like manipulative debate tactic, so that taking down a Confederate statue seems as absurd as dynamiting Mount Rushmore when they're not at all the same thing. Do you understand what I mean?
I do, Jill. I do.
And yeah. And I find that like when you look at the world, it's like we just keep making these arguments when the answer should be in the middle. And I mean, look, would I love to see a world with no guns? Sure, I would. Am I dumb enough to believe that, you know, the bad guys won't get their hands on guns? No, I'm not. So, you know, do I have a gun? Yeah, I have a gun in my safe, a fingerprint safe, so my kids can never get it. You know, I've been taught how to use it, one gun, and that's it. and just in case someone breaks in the house. And I've heard a few things in the house a couple of times, and I've been glad it's in the house. Now, you know, obviously, I know, like, if you don't know how to use the gun, you know, most people die getting shot with their own gun. Like, I know these things. So, and I think that there are sensible gun laws, like federal background checks. And, you know, like my assistant who loves guns, the one that I happen to adore.
Unlike this one over here.
The chosen one.
Like, literally was telling me about how it's perfectly legal to get a gun that's like 80%, a semi-automatic rifle that's like 80% put together or something. It has a name. And you order it and it comes with like very specific instructions to just assemble the gun. And you don't even need a background check, nothing. And he's like, with a few modifications, you turn it into a fully automatic rifle. And I mean, like that kind of stuff. Like, why don't we have laws against that kind of stuff? That's crazy. What do you need? This is insane. Like, why is that legal? Or like shot down a law or like repealed a law that people who are mentally ill couldn't get guns or something. I mean, it just goes common sense gun laws. Common sense. And then it's like, well, where will it stop? And then the bad guy, you know, it's like, then the one side goes all the way to the other extreme as a debate tactic. And then everybody kind of goes to their sides and nothing ever gets resolved. And the world is getting crazier and crazier.
Do you think it's because each side is getting really self-righteous? And I mean both sides. Like, do you think that there's something?
I don't. I mean, I honestly I find that I would be fiscally conservative and socially liberal. I would ride that line. I would be in the middle. Like Bernie, the reason I personally was like not for Bernie is because I was like, this is not fair to my generation. Like you're giving everything away to the millennials. Everything should be free. And oh my God, all the baby boomers get all this and all the extras. They're going to foot the bill for everything because we're the taxpayers. Already, you know what I mean? And so I was like, that was too much for me. I was like, this is too much for me. This is a little too. And it seemed like this very ideological world that couldn't actually be facilitated. And I was, you know, I was like, that's too much for me. Where I'm extremely liberal are civil rights. Like, you know, like choosing your own life and everybody having equal rights. Like, that's where I'm liberal. And I believe that, like, there should be immigration reform, not a wall. I don't, you know, I just, things like that are crazy to me. But the answer's got to be in the middle. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying open the borders and what have you, but I'm saying, like, build a program with immigration reform where good people can build a better life for themselves and their families and contribute to society. Like, I just don't, the answer's in the freaking middle. And it's whether it's nutrition or religion or politics. And it just keeps going all the way out to these crazy extremes. And nothing's getting better. And I guess you'd say I'm on the left. And I don't think I'm self-righteous. But when I look at what's happening in Charlottesville, I mean, how's that not a black and white issue? Like, literally. Literally and figuratively. I mean, all there's good people. Like, what are you talking about? Have you seen it? Have you watched those guys? They're terrifying.
I know.
They're like a crazy, terrifying, angry mob. And it's like, Jews will not replace us. Blacks will not. You know, they're anti-gay, anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-everything. And the one good thing about it is that they're definitely taking all these minorities that normally would not have seen eye to eye. And it's like, well, now the Jews and the blacks and the gays are all like, wow, we're kind of on the same side.
They have a common enemy.
That's cool, I guess. You know, so I guess if I was to look for, you know, a silver lining. But I just, I'm like, oh my God, why are we not incapable of seeing, you know what I mean, each other's points of view? Yeah. Like, what's the wall? I don't even understand. You think people don't tunnel? How do you think they're getting drugs over? You think they don't take boats and planes? Like, what are you talking about? What are we going to spend $1 billion of tax money on a wall for? It's the stupidest thing in the world. It's not going to do anything anyway. Like, yes, I appreciate that people should have to be legitimate and pay taxes and prove that they're worthwhile of being upstanding citizens in our country. But can you also understand that if you were born in a very dangerous part of the world and there was no opportunity and you had children and you wanted to build a better life for yourself and your family, like, we should all have that intrinsic right as human beings. Mm-hmm. Give them a legal path to citizenship. We used to have that. We're a country. Remember, what's the sign on the freaking Statue of Liberty, you know, give us your hungry and your
tired. You're
and yeah, when did we become like, which torch are you holding up, a tiki or freaking, you know? I don't know how we've gotten. Yes,
as much as I agree
Cole's
with Jillian
raising her hand,
I raise my hand so people know I want to speak. As much as I agree with Jillian on this situation, but I do want to play devil's advocate
please.
Here, because I do think some people are becoming self-righteous in their own right. And the reason I say that is because it wasn't until people started oppressing white men that this all started really coming to the forefront. Now I feel...
Oh, Jake,
that,
go ahead, Jake.
One
yeah.
second. Right. Now yeah. I feel that people are trying so hard to make sure their own voice is heard. Mm-hmm. They keep trying to swat out everybody else's opinions. So now it's becoming... to the point where it looks like we're getting to another civil war.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, go yeah, ahead.
I agree. I agree, Nicole.
Yeah.
People never started oppressing white men. Other people just started getting more equal.
I agree
and
with
being,
you. I agree with you.
But I think that these men think they're being oppressed.
Well, they're idiots.
I agree with that 100%.
Just
I
because ever, you were better than, you know, you had more, you it's, know,
the
privileges.
Well, okay,
yes.
hang on. I understand it. To a certain extent. However, you know, minorities have had to deal with this for hundreds of years. And it's things like, I mean, I've had conversations where it's like, well, you know, unless you're a black female or a Latina female, like, people don't really want anything to do with you right now. Like, it's in television. I've seen it. And I'm like, well, that's a bummer because I think I'd do a great job as a human being. But then there's a part of me that has, you know, a black daughter. And I'm like, well, I get it. You know, we need to represent. There's been too much oppression and too much white, you know, washing everything for years that it's like kind of sucks. But OK. And like I've seen it's like, well, you know, there's what's it? Oh, my God. I can't. You have a quota of a certain amount of minorities yes. you need. Yep. I can't remember the name of the oh, my God. It's
equal.
A little.
Something
it's a law
for jobs you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes. And like scholarship,
equal opportunity.
No, it's got a name. It's like a big and like but that's there to protect minorities, not to oppress white people. And I think white people then feel like, well, they got the job because of this, you know, they needed X amount of black people and X amount of, but that person's not better for the job. And in all truthfulness, I'll be honest with you,
affirmative action,
bing. Thank you. Like, I'll be honest with you, I have seen people get jobs because we needed more minorities that weren't qualified to do the job. And I've seen also great minorities who are incredibly qualified that didn't get the job because they're black or, you know, whatever. Like, come on, when Biggest Loser first started, they almost hired Jeanette Jenkins, in all fairness. It was between her and I. And the truth, like, Jeanette didn't get the job, I think, because she just drove too hard of a bargain. And they had partnered her with Harley Pasternak, and Harley passed on the job. And I think Jeanette was more savvy. Little did they know what they were getting with me. So maybe, you know, but they did hire like two white people originally. And I definitely think, you know, when they got all that, it's like, you know, they definitely felt the show needed some ethnicity.
Yeah.
And it did.
But sometimes I think that the person, if the minority got the job that's not exactly qualified, sometimes it's just but sometimes I feel it's because they've not had the opportunities to grab the skills.
Well,
like
maybe.
You haven't been able to get the on the job
so
training.
Many angles
there's
to this.
There
yeah.
are
so
many angles, and that's why these issues aren't black and white.
Yeah,
in this sense, there are so many shades of gray.
But I've seen it, I've experienced it, but at the same time, I'm like, this is nothing compared to what those people have been going through for hundreds of years. Like, and you do wish eventually we would get to a point where you're just capable of picking the person that's better for the job, whether they're young, old, black, white, Latin, Asian, gay, straight, transgender, that it wouldn't matter. You're like, oh, this person is qualified for the job. That's not where we are right now. And we're having to compensate for years of oppression. And so be it. Okay. It's a bummer for me as a white person that isn't even getting to try out for a certain job, like on a daytime show. It's like, no, we really need to have a more diverse panel. Yeah. I mean, I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, well, okay. I'm like, gay, is it minority? Oh, no. Gay women have not been cool. Not ever once. Gay men, yes. All day long. Us, we're not cool. Which is weird because gay women crush daytime. Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
But
Oprah.
I didn't say that. Nobody knows for sure.
That's interesting what you just said, Jill, that it's where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, we can't... It's like, I always remember when someone told me this, when he came out to his parents, and we have this expectation that the parents are going to just accept it right away. And you have to give people time. And I know we've had years of, as you just said, there's been years of oppression, but people are, there's light bulbs going off all over the world right now. Like, really? And I think we need time to catch up. I think there's just awareness is just happening.
But I also think, I just am finding that this like crazy tactic of saying that George Washington and Robert E. Lee are the same, or like, you know, the KKK and the, God, geez, all those creepy ass people in Charlottesville were the same as, you know, Black Lives Matter. Like, what are you talking about? That's like, they're on the other extreme. No. Black Lives Matter, they're not hanging white people and tarring and no, it's not the same. It's not. They're asking for equal rights. They're not saying that, like, you know, white people should be killed and hung and are less than human. It's not the same. No,
right. The one that gets me is the, we can't take away the Nazis' freedom to speech. I mean, then we have to take away everyone's freedom of speech.
I understand the freedom of speech thing. I
really?
Do. Yeah.
It incites violence, though. It's violent towards people, and that shouldn't be allowed.
Well, it's hate speech for sure, but the problem is that it's a very slippery slope. If you take away someone's right to say this, you know, where's the line?
The line's drawn where you're not saying anything that's going to incite
where's
violence
hate.
Towards somebody or cause violence.
That's not
objective.
It's objective. It's objective. So, because, like, what if I turned around and said, I hate Trump?
And
is that the same thing?
I love Trump. And I'm like, I feel like you are personally encroaching on my feelings.
Bingo.
I don't. I do not.
Right.
I will make that clear.
Where's the line? I hate black people. I hate Trump. Oh, same. Do you see what they can do there? You see where that's where it's like, you said, what's the difference between, really? You just said you hated Trump. So it's tough, babe. That's why, you know, but when it starts to get violent and it starts to get aggressive, you know, that's where it's a crime. You know, someone can run around with a swastika on their head all day long. I mean, they're scary. I would actually prefer that they have that on their head so that I'm like, oh, okay, across the street.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like, glad you've identified yourself to me. But
we can't tell them to do that because that's like identifying yourself as a Jew back in...
No. I'm saying I'm glad they do that.
Oh, okay.
So that you know who you're dealing with. I'd much rather be like, oh, this is what you're about. Let me avoid you, you know? But I just think, I don't know. I just find that the answer, we've got to try to listen to each other because the answer's got to be somewhere in the middle here. And the more we like take a more aggressive position on the opposite side, the worse things are getting. So for left people to be like, yeah, and we're going to take down X, Y, and Z, I'm like, no, that was a trick. It was a trick to begin with to like, do you know what I mean?
No, I do. I
don't know.
No, I do.
Like guns, abortion, all of this stuff. Like there's a debate to be had, not white supremacy, but I'm saying there's a debate to be had, but we have to at least listen to each other. We can't even get there.
I don't think a white supremist.
No, evil.
That's
evil.
No talking.
No.
And that's where I was getting at. I feel that everybody is so afraid that they're not going to be heard, that they're not listening to anybody else.
Yeah.
But I think we got it. Like, there is a difference between taking down a statue of Thomas Jefferson and taking down a statue of Robert E. Lee. There just is, I believe. Although I would love to ask a black person who lives in the South what they think, because I wasn't oppressed by any of those men, either of those men. So,
right.
You know, they would probably have a different position.
Yeah.
All right.
It the conversation continues. You know?
Yeah. Summer's over, so no more barbecues and fried fair foods, but pretty soon we're going to be in the holidays, people, and now's the time to give your body a healthy detox without deprivation with lean and clean meal kit delivery from Sunbasket. Sunbasket sends everything you need to cook healthy meals. They send it right to your door. There's no shakes, no bars, no mystery ingredients, just delicious balanced recipes that are ready in around 30 minutes. Sunbasket's lean and clean meals are made with whole, unprocessed, organic, and sustainable ingredients. There's no gluten, no added sugar, no dairy. Each nutrient-rich meal is high in protein and fiber, less than 600 calories per serving. That means they keep you satisfied all day and still help you lose weight. Plus, every lean and clean recipe comes with a special Make It Leaner instruction if you want to slash even more calories. Sunbasket also offers paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, and family meal options, so eating right is easy for any lifestyle. Go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, so I love these crazy websites that teach you something. Like, I love science, and I can use that word because it's part of the website.
Yes.
And cracked.com has become one of my new favorites because it tells you all these weird things. And I think I know a lot about a lot of subjects, but this one in particular just kind of cracked me up because it cracked.
I can't. All right, go on.
The 6 things you'd never believe that will make you horny. And I was like, okay, this has got to be interesting. I read Cosmo. I see the things that are supposed to make you horny.
I love that that's what Cosmo's associated with.
I know. Cosmo anymore is just a big book.
I read Cosmo. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, candles and Sarah McLachlan.
No.
It's been a big for many, many years.
Exactly. Some chocolate.
Chocolate.
Maybe a
chocolate. And some oils.
Some oils on your boys to men.
And some boys to men.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think that's 6. I think the segment's over.
Make love.
We got them all.
Who says make love? No one says
People
that.
People say make love.
No,
People
they
say,
don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they
make
don't.
Love.
No,
I,
they
I
love.
Have to say, my boyfriend did say, when do we get to make the love? And I was like, okay, not if you talk like
See,
that.
Make it's the never... love is fine.
No.
I would like to make love.
That's when you don't want to offend somebody, so you're being really like, oh, we're making love, I feel like.
So what do you say then?
No one says making love. Even Heidi doesn't say that.
Having sex, banging, screwing, effing.
Yeah, I'm checking with G.
Do it. He's on a plane.
Get busy.
Yeah.
Get down.
Netflix and chill.
You guys taught me that. You guys taught me the Netflix. I didn't know that. The Netflix.
Yeah, no, you
chill.
Don't say make love. No one says that.
But right, I want to get back to this because these are the most unexpected things that make you horny.
Okay.
Brain trauma. Not making love.
Yeah.
Brain trauma. Apparently, especially if you damage the frontal lobe, it like kind of rewires it to where you just want to get bone in all the time. See, you can use bone in.
I also don't think that's a good word.
Bone in's foul.
Yeah. Well.
No.
What do you mean brain? Like if you have a brain injury, but aren't you having troubles if you have a brain injury? Aren't you having more troubles with things?
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it's like,
I didn't think about that.
It depends on what part of your brain gets damaged.
Oh, okay.
And apparently if it's the frontal lobe.
Yeah, but I don't know what kind of takeaway this is. Like, are you supposed to run out and slam your head into a wall?
Oh, no. I'm not saying how to get horny. I'm saying 6 weird things that make you horny.
Oh, that changes things.
Yeah, do not go ram your head into walls here.
So there's no real takeaway.
No, I just thought this was interesting. Just fun facts. Yes, exactly. I'm all about fun facts. I love Jeopardy. Fun fact.
I don't think that's a question
for me. It's okay. We're going to keep on moving.
Yeah, okay.
Do
you want to know the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Grief.
I don't think
grief makes you surprisingly horny.
I don't think it does.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not with you on this.
Did you ever see Wedding Crashers? No.
That's a Vince Vaughn movie, isn't it?
That is a Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson movie. Well, the very person who started the Wedding Crasher circuit, played by Will Ferrell, stopped crashing weddings because, you know, the women are supposed to be easy there.
Oh.
Started crashing funerals because the women were easier.
I don't know. I didn't feel like making love after I lost my dog.
Yeah, I didn't feel like...
I was like, no.
Boning anybody.
Not at all.
I
didn't feel
The parts of your brain that govern sexual arousal are pretty much right next to the ones that are being triggered when you find yourself in a terrible situation, full of panic, fear, and grief, which is super easy to hop from one to the other.
I'm not with that. I don't think so.
I wouldn't do it, but if they sit together.
There was never a moment on that yacht where I was like, we're in a hostage situation being falsely imprisoned. Who wants to make love?
Who wants to have the bone? Not if that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
Rabies.
What
are you talking about?
What
is she doing? This is the crap she's reading when she's supposed to be managing my life.
So back to the rabies. Yeah. Basically, your brain gets inflamed, including the part that triggers your hypersexual arousal. And boom, there you go. You want to bone some more. Moving on to the next one. When I say it,
it sounds kind of fun.
How does it? Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
look,
you
what
mean
happened.
It sounds
but
fun when
you
I
say
bone?
It, no, when you say it, it sounds quite... sexually naughty.
Ooh.
Rabies or bone?
Bone.
Oh, like it sounds like I'm being naughty?
It just sounds not
bone.
Good.
Puke.
You want a bone?
Oh, please.
No?
No.
Well, then what can I say?
You can say make love.
No, I
no,
don't want
don't
to say,
say
make
that.
Love.
Don't ever say that. Please
you can
don't
say,
say
getting
that.
Jiggy with it.
No, no. Come on. I was in middle school or elementary school
Hold
when that
on.
Song came out.
Who's getting the most nowadays? Okay, keep going. Let
Moving
me think.
On.
Who to call?
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding.
Breastfeeding supposedly makes you
oh, I've
also
heard
horny.
That. I've heard
you're
that.
Releasing oxytocin when
yeah, yeah, I've heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
except when the baby bites on your
nipple. No.
And but, Jillian's gonna hate to hear this one, but junk food.
What? No.
Junk food
mm-hmm. makes
no.
you horny.
No, uh-huh. It messes up. I disagree. It makes you feel unhealthy. Lethargic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it blocks your blood vessels. We already said that blocks Mr. Wiener because of the blood flow. I'm not with you.
I mean, I don't fully agree with this one either, but it's supposed to be saying, like, the happiness that you feel when you're having the junk food, especially if it's, like, forbidden, makes you feel naughty. Makes you want to feel naughty in
no,
other ways.
These are made up.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Now, here's the one that I really think
this
you
is
guys...
A crock. Yeah,
oh, there's another one.
This is the one I think you guys are really going to fight me on.
Yeah, yeah.
Star Trek sounds.
Dude, somebody... This is bull... You understand that, right? Like, somebody just wasted an hour of your life. Because you, like, read it the first time, yeah. researched it, and now we've just wasted the yeah. audience's...
I know.
I think...
There used to be a female
But there is
comic.
A real question that we can answer here to help people.
A female comic used to sit and listen to Monica Seles play tennis.
Probably just the,
But I don't know about the Nicole, don't do that anymore.
Oh God!
What was it you just said? It was
Star Trek sounds.
Star Trek sounds.
I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to reach my brother.
They Hang said,
"Hey, that idiot."
I'll text him. Answer your phone.
Answer the phone.
Oh, you can ask him if he ever felt horny while he was in Amalfi, because the answer is yes.
What?
He kept saying how he needed to get back and get laid.
By the way,
are they? Is Nicole and Greg?
Oh, Greg, it's possible.
It is not possible.
Yeah, she was trying to peg him.
You flirt with him.
It
I
was
flirt
trying
with
to.
Everybody.
It was trying to peg him.
Yeah,
I that is see. An inside story.
I noticed that when they were talking,
but it didn't want to be pegged. He didn't want to be pegged.
It's an inside story.
Why is
and
he not
no.
answering the phone?
What does pegging mean?
Oh, tell her what that is, Jake.
Is that
you
on
want
your
to
list?
Who wants to tell Janice what pegging is?
That's when you strap on it. And
it's
put it in the of your partner.
Yeah.
But I think it has to be a girl to a guy, right? Or a guy to a guy?
It can basically be anybody to a guy.
It happens when a guy
typically
gets
typically girl to guy.
Yeah. Nicole
wants to do that
I
to
just
your
told Lauren to tell Greg to answer the phone.
You're okay with that, Jill?
Wait, which part? No, I told him you cannot allow Nicole to peg him. I said no.
I don't really want to peg him.
I said no, don't get pegged because it compromises his... masculinity, I think.
Well, she thinks that if I peg him, then later he won't be able to,
okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right. So, a few questions. The first one is, what would you do if somebody told you they wanted to make love?
Right off the bat or, like, in the relationship?
No, Lauren, you're being way too literal, Lauren. God damn it, Lauren. I don't even know why I paid for your college education. It's not like I'm not. It isn't about having sex with you, Lauren. It's about the term making love.
It would depend on the person and the context that it was in at the moment.
No, it wouldn't. If someone said, "I want to make love," you seriously wouldn't throw up in your mouth.
No, I mean, if you just randomly met someone at night. Fool, this is not a question for you.
Wait a minute! Stop! Stop it! Stop it! What was that, Lauren?
Oh God!
Max says it.
Oh my God. And this is exactly why I've told you to break up with him.
Hey, stop it.
Max says it.
He wants to make love to her.
Right. Which is, let's just put it this way. I'm about as supportive of that relationship as I am of Nicole's. So if I literally had to find a reason, Max says I want to make love. Like,
hold on a minute.
I can't really imagine him even saying that to begin with.
Well, yeah, because he did it. He said it once, and I said, I like when you say that. That's nice. And so he continued.
Nice. That's such a terrible word.
Nothing about sex should be nice, and nobody should ever say make love.
Oh, my
my God. What are you...
I feel like that's like older person things.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff my mom used to say.
You know what? Exactly. Let's all back
it up here
for a second. And then they
made love. I'm going to text Giancarlo.
Greg, what do you feel about boning?
No, boning is not... No, boning is gross.
What do you...
Lauren likes to say bang. Wait, what? You sound like you're saying...
With Evan. He says we say shag. In Ireland, we say the word shag. You're going to shag your mate.
No, you don't. No, you
That's
guys. Come on.
Bullshit.
What do you say instead, I'm asking G, of making love? I'm serious. People need this because they should definitely not be saying make love.
You just said something.
Oh.
You want to bang?
Oh, yeah, we use sexy time.
No, sexy time is not sexy.
Is that Borat?
No. Mickey Rourke did not say, want to have sexy time in 9.5 weeks. This is why millennials are, quite honestly, not at their sexual peak. Because they say things like sexy time and bang and bone and make love. Okay?
I would say bang.
You want to bang later? Oh, that's awesome. That'd be the hottest thing ever. If someone said, want to bang, I'd be like, oh, that sounds like...
It just depends on the situation that you're in.
If you're drunk, if you're not drunk, if, like, you just met each other. I mean, it really depends, actually.
Giancarlo said, let's throw it. Get out of you. Get it in. Oh, get it in. He's right about get it in. Giancarlo's right. Thank you. Mother of God.
No,
Chloe says it all the time.
I just have to say, seriously, what are the hottest moments?
See, okay, millennials are bang and bone, baby boomers are make love, and Gen X is where it's at. Oh, God, goodbye.
All right, and to our audience, I hope you enjoyed all those ducks and quacks and geese honks and bells.
She says you could also say...
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, so we're going to do our second installment of the saga that was our quote vacation.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship.
Just to bring you up to speed, I talked about how, you know, our whole lives had wanted to take us on this vacation. Oh, I forgot to mention that I even bought everybody special outfits for this trip.
The Amalfi outfits.
The Amalfi outfits. Yeah, I bought everybody special clothes so they fit in. Yeah, literally. We went wardrobe shopping. So we fit in. I'm not kidding. We had special clothes.
Yeah, okay. we had to step it up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of outfits?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about your outfits.
Great. Well, I had this great outfit. It had, it still does, but it's a little dirty. A little smelly, yeah. But it's all right. It's recoverable. Blue stripes, white stripes, horizontal, with some nice blue pants and everything. And I had my...
baby blue ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
I had some, my Stan Smith.
Yep.
White Stan Smith.
His white shoes.
Yeah, so I was multi ready.
You're crackling. Go somewhere near the base of the phone. Okay, so I got us all special clothes, Janice, Everybody had special little outfits, so they fit in. And wait, for months, because years, I was like, we're going to be those people that go to Europe for the summer, and we're going to look the part. And we all had sandals and things, and it was a big flowy clothes and linens.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, yeah. It was, yeah. So after Ibiza, I thought, oh, this is going to be great, right? And on the EasyJet,
Speedy jet.
Nothing
easy about it, really.
Yeah, no. And we didn't have speedy jet because Nicole booked me on the most ghetto version of easy jet. Nicole,
I'm still not fully clear what speedy jet is.
Speedy jet is what the famous people do on easy jet, but you put me on easy jet, not speedy jet.
No, the famous people have their own plane,
which is a goose. You flew in the back of a goose.
Well, Nicole, I care about the environment. Okay, so I didn't feel the need to charter a jet because I'm humble and I'm down to earth. But I wanted to actually get on the plane with our bags and not have, you know, my brother who looks like the Taliban get a cavity search, which happened.
And he needed it, man.
Which always happens.
It always happens. We can't go anywhere with him. Literally. Cause it's...
Yeah, I get profiled all the time.
Meanwhile, I escaped by security with four giant bottles of sunscreen in my backpack.
Yeah, because it's like white with red hair. It's the mailman's kid.
Yeah, you definitely need that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let it slide.
Yeah. So anyway, I say to both of my younger siblings affectionately, do you remember what I said?
Oh, yeah. We were sitting on the plane, and you looked at me in complete despair, and you were like... It's a yacht in the Mediterranean. How bad could it be?
How bad could it be, Manis?
That's right.
So we get
it
off.
It can't be that bad.
We get off the plane.
Completely jinxed it at that point in time. I looked at you like, why did you even say that?
You did do that, and I said, don't be stupid. That kind of superstition isn't real.
And I was like, you just put it in an existence.
So we got off of the plane where our private chauffeur that had been arranged by our yacht captain... was coming to scoop us and ferry us off to our boat. So the guy that picked us up spoke no English, but he didn't actually even speak Italian. We came to find out later he spoke Dutch, because when he picked up Nicole, she couldn't find him. Go ahead, tell him why.
Because the sign was supposed to say the name of the yacht and Michael's, and instead he somehow tried to write down Lucentia and Nicole for a sign reading Lieutenant Nikolai.
Wow.
But Nicole couldn't find him.
And I tried calling him, and he only spoke Dutch, so he couldn't tell me where he was. So finally had to circle the entire arrivals area with a drowsy kid that I had drugged.
She's kidding. She's joking.
Kept wanting
she's
to
kidding
sit
around.
Down.
Like drugged. On vitamins and minerals. Go
right,
on.
Only that. And dragging a kid around, waiting for a man to pick up a phone every time I called.
Well,
I finally found him.
He picked us up. Giancarlo is like, he does not like to be negative, right? And I'm like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, this is not a good sign. This is not, you know, this is not even like a regular taxi. Like, it's like this old beat up, it's like the Bang Bus part two, but like with the added benefit. It's like, I'll see your Bang Bus and raise you carbon monoxide poisoning. So
exactly.
I'm like, oh my God, the guy's law. I'm like, this is a disaster. So we finally get to the dock and I'm like, all right, okay, we're at the dock. Okay. And we get on the boat and everyone's like, oh, this is great. Okay. This is going to be great. And I walk downstairs. We find Justin. We find Austin and it's filthy dirty. Like, I mean, filthy dirty. Like, it looks like, I mean, just the carpets are filthy. The ceiling is filthy. There's filthiness in the drawers. It's like spooge and rust and rot everywhere. I mean, like, the most disgusting, filthy boat.
It was definitely a health hazard, that's for sure.
And I was like, okay. You know, because on the web, they're like, oh, this 79-foot luxury Maori yacht, blah, blah, blah. And the company is called Luxury Yacht Services, right? That's the name of the company who owns the boat. And then apparently there's an Italian charter company that we'll get into in a minute. There's a third party we don't even know about yet. So I'm like, all right. And I don't want to like, I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, I'm ungrateful with our luxury yacht and like ruin everyone's time. So I very quietly like email the broker, right? Amanda, and I'm like, hey girl, I'm like, oh my God. Then I go to turn on the radio and the speakers are broken. So I was like, it's like, and I was like, okay, so I guess there'll be no music. So then I was like, all right. So I go to use the email, the Wi-Fi, and I specifically said, hey, is there Wi-Fi? You know, we all have to work. Oh, yes, absolutely. So I go to use my phone to email the broker, and there's no Wi-Fi. And then I go to ask the captain, and none of them speak English. And she's like, oh, they're going to book all your reservations. They're going to be your tour guide. They're going to take care of everything. It's not a word.
There's one of them that speaks perfect English.
Yeah, not a word. None of them. They don't speak a word of English. So now Giancarlo, I have to go through Giancarlo. In all truth, Giancarlo does not love confrontation. That's not his favorite thing in the world, right? So I have to go through Giancarlo to communicate everything. So I'm like,
every word.
Yep. So I'm like, okay, forget it. I'm going to just turn on my phone and use cellular and I'm going to email the broker, right? So I'm like, hey, you know, I don't mean to seem ungrateful, but like here are pictures of like the floor, the drawers, the ceiling, like it smells horrible, stains on everything, like the showers are all rusted shut, like it's just like the sinks are clogged, like it's a whole, has like the speakers don't work, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. And I'm like, I don't really, you know.
There's holes in the furniture.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a disaster, right? So I was like, okay.
How disappointing.
So I'm like, I don't mean to be an ass, but like, I don't, you know, it's filthy. Like, is there even, can we get another boat from Luxury Yacht Services? This is not, you know, what we paid for. So we go to dinner and I haven't said anything to anyone. Okay. And we're waiting for Nicole and Lou to arrive and everyone's tired and what have you. And the captain corners Giancarlo. And he's like, in Italian, because G speaks fluent Italian, he's like, why did you complain? Why did you do this to me? They're going to dock my pay. I'm going to starve now. And Giancarlo's...
You guys haven't even left yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
So Giancarlo's like, I don't... What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I know, I'm like, all right, I guess this must have gotten back to the captain. Right? I hadn't even spoke to the broker yet. And so then... The Giancarlo was like, what did you do? And I was like, okay.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and I was like, all right. I didn't want to tell you, but like, you know, I think the boat is a little subpar. And like, you know, I know you don't like to deal with this kind of stuff. So I just sort of took it upon myself to just reach out. And Giancarlo's like, this guy is tripping, Jill. He is freaking out. He's saying they're going to dock his pay and all this stuff. And I was like, well, gee, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's not my problem. You know, so then I get on the phone with a broker and she's like, well, you can just refuse. It's 10 o'clock at night now, okay? She goes, you just refuse delivery of the boat. And I go, I'm sorry, huh? And she's like, well, there isn't another boat. We're looking for a hotel in Naples for you right now, but refuse delivery of the boat. I go, Amanda, what am I supposed to do? I've got 8 people coming. I've got a 7-year-old that just traveled halfway around the world. It's 10 o'clock at night and we're in Naples. And Naples is kind of known to be like, get in and get out, right? Like everyone's like...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was definitely interesting through that hour and a half drive. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She goes, but, you know, okay, we're going to fix everything and we're going to credit you back. And I don't want to talk about money because it's a lot of money, so I don't want to be insensitive. But she says, we'll credit you back, like, I want to say 2 days of the 12 days we're on the boat, right? Okay. So I'm like, okay. So they do, I said, but this is just like what I know of right now. So they do credit us back 2 days. They fix nothing. I wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, to a video from my sister in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. In the middle of the night, I woke up and to go to the bathroom. I went to wash my hands, and there was no water. And I was like, oh, okay. Where were you? Ibiza? I was like, there's no way. So I went to go check another sink, and I'm like, oh, my God, the boat doesn't have water at all. And I was like, oh, no, Joel's going to die. So I just sent her a video at, like, 3 in the morning. And
yeah.
I was like,
no water.
I don't think we have water. Good night.
I wake up to that, right? And The air doesn't work. The electricity only works on half the boat. So there's only lights. So I'm trying to get Lou dressed in a completely dark room. And they've got all the shades drawn because the air conditioning doesn't work and it's 130 degrees outside. Nicole goes sailing down the stairwell.
Yeah. Gracefully.
So gracefully. My entire arm was black and blue. G has the picture. All the way down.
Like, never seen someone this black and blue before in my entire life.
Lauren pulls me aside and Lauren goes,
like a street fight.
Lauren was like, she's got some sort of nutritional deficiency, right? Or is she on drugs?
Like, my entire arm and my back has bruises. Ouch. Down it because I fell so hard down the stairs.
Because she couldn't see down the stairs. And so.
And you still haven't left yet.
No, this is the
first
we
day.
Haven't left yet. So we slept on the boat and we're going to go to an island called Ischia. We're about to leave. And we've now recognized that we have all of these problems. Now, I forgot to preface by saying that I paid for everything in advance. So you have the cost of the boat. Then you have something called the advanced provisional allotment, right, which is docking fees, gasoline. And I paid for the boat to go to Sicily and back. And we said, you know what, we're only going to stay in Amalfi. And she said, okay, great, we'll give you the $3,500 or €3,500 return fee, or you can put it in your APA fund. And like, I paid for everything in advance, all of it. And she's like, oh, you'll get money back at the end of the trip. Okay. So I respond on day two and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm like, it turns out the air doesn't work. You know, no one speaks English. They didn't fix anything. We have no electricity. Nicole's wounded. Giancarlo developed a crazy infection on the back of his neck.
Shit, I forgot about that.
That thing, like, I'm surprised he didn't turn into Spider-Man. Yeah. Like, it was ridiculous.
G's got MRSA on the back of his neck. Broke two of his toes. Justin and Austin are just drunk now the entire time. And I finally am like, forget it.
My foot.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Okay, so we're only on day two. So Nicole's a mess. Giancarlo is a mess. So I'll leave you there, and we'll pick this up next week because it continues to unfold.
Yes, I told you.
Yeah, it's about to get way worse.
Yeah, this is just the tip of the tip of the iceberg.
This is the fun part.
Yeah, this is the part where I told you, Janice. I told you. See, you said we have to hear about the boat. I said you don't want to know.
No, I said possibly put it in a nutshell, but
there is no.
It's not
way.
Possible.
No, it's impossible. No, you can't do that.
It's impossible.
Moving parts.
Yeah, I haven't even begun. I haven't even got to the part where we were abandoned on the dock at 2 a.m. yet. Or the Italian federal police.
Oh, 5 hours.
Right. Yeah. So more to come.
Yeah, more to come next week.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile. From 7 stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com. Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
3 sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.